Prague's Letná Park this Sunday sees the return of the Letní Letná Festival of Contemporary Circus, now in its 12th year. Over more than 2 weeks, visitors will be able to view some of the very best that new circus has to offer, beginning with an acclaimed production entitled Bianco by the Cardiff-based company No Fit State Circus. Meeting journalists in the troupe's high top this week, Milan-born director Firenze Guidi discussed elements of the production in detail. According to the director, the production was partly inspired by a novel by José Saramago called The Elephant's Journey, whose main character, Subro, means Bianco in her native Italian. She described the protagonist as, quote, very humble and the lowest in society. Firenze Guidi.
The most humble person in that society, in that community, was also the person that had wisdom, soul, intelligence, and all the kind of things. So if we see somebody that is dirty, that is humble, there is a big soul inside that. And that, I think, is also the show. But on the other side, a more simple side, Bianco is also a new page. When we write, like you are doing now, you have a white page every time. You don't write on another pre-written page. And so the show has, as his format, has his form, the ability to change constantly from one scene to another. It's every scene changes the environment. Every scene changes the space. Some people enter from there and they don't know 2 minutes later where they are in relation to the space. So Bianco as changing, transformation, as the ability to make something out of nothing.
Some of the images in the production, which The Guardian described as breathtaking grace when Bianco was performed at the Roundhouse, are already iconic, not least a suspended aerial artist wearing a magnificent and gigantic flowing dress. In those respects, the show is larger than life, but at the same time, it puts its audience front and center. There is standing room only, and audiences are free to move, to reframe the action, to take in the performance as they choose, as tightrope walkers and aerial artists perform overhead. Director Firenze Guidi again.
Well, if we're doing circus, normally circus is physical, but it's a different kind as well of physical. The performers are very close to the audience. The audience do not sit down. So they are sometimes passing by, they are right above them, they are right behind them. And also the way that I work with the performers is also very much about, I use a little bit the word misbehaving. Misbehaving as in, I absolutely love when the audience think that some of the things are not rehearsed or they are not part of the show. And of course they are. But there is a dirtiness, which is the dirtiness of the human condition. So with all the absolute respect for Cirque du Soleil, Cirque du Soleil cleanliness of the, which is the great thing about the costume, the plumes, the great troops. On the other side, here, it is the humanity and the individuality of each performer that is important. So ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
There are 20 performers in Bianco in all, including musicians who play live, and 5 additional members who are also integral to the show, ensuring that the audience has the best possible experience. Creative director Tom Rack, one of the original performers who founded No Fit State Circus back in the 1980s, explains.
As well as that, there's a team of, we call them the stewards, who guide the audience. They keep them close enough to the action so that it's exciting, but just far enough away so that it's safe. And they make sure the children can come to the front and everyone can see, and that the whole show runs smoothly. So there's a team of 5 stewards who do that. Together, it's a very big company with all of the crew and the technicians and everybody. We've brought 35 people here to Prague to present this show.
Firenza Guidi adds that an integral part of the show is for nothing to be hidden. The audience can see all the scaffolding towers and wires which are used, and you can hear the teams behind her there working on some of that scaffolding.
For me, very much the magic, when we talk about the magic of the show, is actually to go back to that dirtiness, is about seeing all the mechanisms of circus right in front of your eyes. So these big pieces of truss, like this is cloud swing, they go up in the performance, they come down in the performance in front of your eyes. It's not a motor, it's not an engine, it's not something that... They are big pieces of steel or iron that are part of also a scene that you can see and not hide. And also human counterweighting. When you see a performer go up in the air, it's because another human being goes down. And sometimes these are women. So not just men, but also women. And sometimes there are scenes where the entire company, Tom said, we are, you know, 14, 16 performers. Sometimes there are scenes when the entire company are involved in the one scene, either counterweighting, performing, playing, or otherwise. So there is no green room. I go for a cigarette and a glass of water. You know, I wait for my act and I do just my act. Everybody does everything.
That is indeed key. That approach is part of the group's DNA from the early days. Tom Rack again.
Traditional circus, very bound by family. And, you know, we have that same, you know, living together in all the caravans, traveling together, all of the artists putting up the tent together, making the show together, doing everything together, brings the company together with that sense of ownership, which I think also helps contribute a little bit to the spirit and the soul of the show. And that's, you know, that's for me a big part of it, that, you know, the spiritual home of circus really should be under a big top, and the traditional lifestyle of circus, you know, circus is exactly that. It's a lifestyle. It's not a job. It's a calling. You have to be passionate about the work and passionate about the way you live.
Tom Rack also discussed what it was like, or what it had been like, to forge a path to where the company is today.
This will be our 30th year. So we've been around for 30 years. 30 years ago, it was very different. We were five friends and we were street performers. And I think that actually learning to perform in the street is one of the best places. If they don't like what you do, they'll walk away. If you want to eat, you'll have to be really good. And over the 30 years, it's grown and it's developed. 30 years ago in the UK, there wasn't really very much contemporary circus. And we had to find our own way and invent our own ideas. And then meeting people like Firenze and other people we've worked with has helped us develop something of a very individual signature style.
Part of that is also the importance of the company's unique tent, which was designed specifically for performances like Bianco, which break the stereotypes of a more traditional circus.
You know, it's quite a big tent, but because it's so low at the edges, it feels very intimate for the audience. You know, nowhere is very far away, and you can get a good view of everything. So, yeah, this is a unique tent. It's one of its kind. Partly, you know, we felt to reflect the unique nature of the work. You know, the tent doesn't look like any other circus tent in the world. And the show isn't like any other circus show in the world.
I also asked Firenze Guidi how her earlier directed productions with No Fit State Circus compared to Bianco now, whether there were key concepts or ideas which had carried over or were consistent.
Immortal was the first one, the second was Taboo, and now Bianco. So these productions, which go back to 2003... 2002, 2003, have these elements of no seating, so the audience are inside the world that is being created, live music and all the company being part of somehow the creation of the transformation of the piece. We are always excited when a new audience experiences it and, you know, they arrive in a, you know, in the place and they actually live. It's an experience, as Tom says. You arrive, there is a bar inside the tent, there is a show, there is an atmosphere, there is a world that is very different from proscenium situation where I am in a very delimited area and the performers are there.
Bianco is far from the only must-see performance at this year's Letnia Letna, but it certainly is one of the most anticipated. From its unique tent to the immediacy and closeness of the action, it offers a stunning experience. Scheduled performances include two family or children-oriented matinees, which Tom Rack says will be slightly slower, perhaps a touch less frenetic than evening shows, but otherwise essentially the same, and to use his words, in no way dumbed down. Neufried State Circus is also clearly excited to be taking part in Letnia Letna, which over the years has become something of an institution. Tom Rack said how much he was looking forward to the Prague audience.
How thrilled we are to be invited to Letnia Letna as well. You know, Letnia Letna, it's becoming, within the world we live in, one of the must-go-to events on the contemporary circus circuit. It's one of the festivals that all the contemporary circus want to perform to, and we're really thrilled to be invited here. Normally in August, we'd be in Edinburgh in rainy Scotland. We're really delighted to be here in beautiful Prague. And we're really looking forward to welcoming a Czech audience into the tent, because I have a feeling they're going to be one of the most raucous and rowdy crowds that we get. And I'm confident that it's going to be a great run here.
And if you're interested in Letnia Letna and you're in Prague over the next 2 weeks, be sure to look up different performances and times. You can find all that information at Letnia Letna's website.